Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, my fellow Palmetto Stadiums. Hello, my fellow South Carolinians. This is your governor, Henry McTaxter, saying I hope that NFL team will move to South Carolina because I believe in the long run it will make the team better. It is indeed showtime. It is the Hump Day edition with yours truly, Bobby Mack in the air chair. Bob and the Bobettes, we are all underway for today, yours truly. And, of course, Miss Moneypenny, on the other side of the glass, she is doing all the laborious stuff. She is playing the commercials, pushing the buttons, screening the calls, making sure the trains run on time. And, of course, little Annie is back in the news center keeping track of you know what. Exactly. So we've got it all covered for you here today. It is a fun crew. And you are inclusive in this fun crew because you're right there on the other side of the speaker. Great to have you along today as we get rolling. And here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address remains bob@1063word.com. So the president, following suit of a lot of other nations around the globe in grounding the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and the MAX 9 in the wake of the second crash of the 737 MAX 8, the latest being that deadly Ethiopian Airlines crash. This just makes it official, though, because if you heard the conversation that we had with John, who is a commercial airline pilot and flies this aircraft, which occurred on Monday, and then we replayed the conversation yesterday, many of the carriers had already switched their crews out of this aircraft and had put them in different aircraft anyway. So it was sort of a subtle or a covert grounding of the aircraft. But this makes it official. The president saying the FAA will announce later today the grounding of two Boeing 737 MAX jets, one model of which was involved in that Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed 157. The president said the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 models will be grounded upon landing at their destinations. This after Canada's transport minister earlier today announced his country would be barring the MAX 8 jet from its airspace, saying satellite tracking data shows possible but unproven similarities between the Ethiopian airliner crash that killed 157 and the previous crash. That was Lion Airlines 5 months ago. And as you heard John, the airline pilot, say, they believe that they know what the problem is and should be, all things considered, a relatively easy fix. So we will keep our fingers crossed that that is the case. Meantime, the president today seizing on new revelations contained in transcripts from former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. You remember Lisa Page, her congressional testimony to hammer the Obama Justice Department as a broken and corrupt machine, which I think anybody that has been following the details of this attempted silent coup would agree with. I shared with you yesterday in the bonus hour of the program some of the content of those transcripts that were released by House Judiciary Committee Republicans, showing Page confirming the DOJ officials during the Hillary Von Pantsuit email investigation made clear to the FBI that they should not pursue Clinton for, quote, gross negligence in the handling of classified information, as we pointed out before, and you may have heard that specific language would have opened Hillary up to indictment for violation of federal laws. But by merely saying, as Comey did, that they didn't use the words gross negligence, said they were too casual with it or something to that effect. A number of things have come out of this. Number one, it was some time between Ms. Page giving her testimony before the House Judiciary Committee when the Republicans were still in charge. Why did they do nothing with it? I mean, it was fairly obvious from her testimony what she was saying, and yet nobody pursued any further inquiries after these revelations from Ms. Page. And the other aspect of it was in her testimony, she talked about how they didn't really think Trump was going to win anyway, so they weren't really sure that they needed to do a speedy investigation into this, as might have been more expedient for them if they thought the president was going to win, but they thought that Hillary was going to win, in which case they saw no problem. So on the one hand, here is Donald Trump being accused of collusion with the Russians, and we now know there's no evidence of that whatsoever. And yet there is blatant and apparent and obvious evidence of the Clinton campaign and the DNC colluding with Russians through this Steele character, the guy that was hired by this opposition research firm to dig up dirt on Trump. He was talking to Russians. If that's not collusion, I don't know what is. So one of the presidential candidates in 2016 was obviously colluding with the Russians and paying for it. And the other, President Trump, had no collusion with the Russians. And yet we've spent the Lord knows how many tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars investigating the fact that there's nothing there. The just-revealed FBI agent Lisa Page transcripts make the Obama Justice Department look exactly like it was, a broken and corrupt machine. Hopefully, justice will finally be served, much more to come. And the president also went on to say that it was time to clean house. And I would agree. Let's start at the Hoover Building and work our way down the street to the DOJ. The exchange came under questioning from Texas Republican Representative John Ratcliffe during Page's appearance on Capitol Hill last year. And I'll share more with you on this when we come back. And there's other developing news on this as well. Judicial Watch, that group has done yeoman-like work in digging into and uncovering much of the corruption and collusion that existed between the FBI and the DOJ in trying to undermine, first of all, the Trump campaign and then undermine the Trump presidency. And they have discovered something else now about our pal Rod Rosenstein, who's not long for this world at the FBI. Why he's been allowed to remain there is beyond me. But they got a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act request. They got information back on that that's very interesting as well. Share that with you when we come back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day. Indeed, in the flesh. Recognize a little Shuggy Otis in the background there, Moneypenny? Yeah. At Sparkle City. Thought we'd play that for Sparkle City today. 3:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show. By the way, we do have breaking news again today. Broadcast breaking news. Where's the breaking news?
News is broken news.
Thank you.
This has been breaking news.
Oh, we really do have breaking broadcast news, though. The Intercom family of news, talk, and information radio stations across the country have now extended a new long-term agreement with El Rushbo. Yeah. The language just said long-term. I guess that's, you know, like more than 2 years. I don't know exactly how long-term may be. But the Intercom family of News Talk, we have 15 News Talk stations all over the country. And so now El Rushbo will continue to be heard right here on 106.3 WORD for the foreseeable future, which is, in my estimation, a good thing. In on the text line, 71307. Wow, Bobby, gasoline price expert, really knows her stuff. If the stock price rises, then the price at the pump will go up. And all this time, I've been wondering how that works. Now I know.
Don't!
There you go. Bobby, this also went in breaking news. Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin have been named as new cast members for Orange is the New Black. They, Lori Loughlin was in court today. She made bond. What a surprise. And she is out. We got some information, too, on the guy that was taking the SAT and the ACT tests for these people. What, they made $25 million? And the guy had the thing set up as a charity. Nice. He really had it covered. Bobby, Judicial Watch is the closest thing conservatives have to a real Justice Department. Yeah, no kidding. Bobby, here's an idea. President Trump should offer HRC a pre-pardon on her gross negligence with top-secret information. Her answer would be telling. Bobby, it's funny. The media has been talking about how China, followed by others, grounded the Boeing MAX like it's the worst aircraft ever. However, they don't tell us that China, with a collaboration of Bombardier, is developing a competitor to that plane, the Comac C919. That plane's first flight was 2017, due to go into production in 2021 or be available in 2021. It's a great chance for the Chinese to get an aircraft on the world stage where Boeing and Airbus have a duopoly. They do indeed. Now, back to this business with the president commenting on Lisa Page's testimony that has just come out. Page and since fired FBI agent Peter Strzok, you remember him, Captain Smug, who were, according to the Fox story, romantically involved. Yeah, they were each married to other people and were having an affair. Strzok and Page exchanged numerous anti-Trump text messages in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election, and Republicans have long accused the Bureau of political bias. So let me, if I can, I know I'm testing your memory, Congressman Ratcliffe began as he questioned Page under oath, according to the transcript he posted on Twitter. But when you say you got advice from the department, and that's DOJ, you're making it sound like it was the department that told you you're not going to charge gross negligence against Hillary because we're the prosecutors and we're telling you we're not going to. And Page interrupted and said, that is correct. As Ratcliffe finished his sentence, not going to bring a case based on that. Ratcliffe yesterday tweeted that Page essentially confirmed the FBI was ordered by the Obama DOJ not to consider charging Hillary for gross negligence in the handling of classified information. And we know that Obama lied through his teeth about this stuff because he said he didn't even know that Hillary had her private email server. Well, if that's the case, Mr. Former President, how come emails from you were found on that server if you didn't know that private server existed? Jeez. Page also testified the DOJ and the FBI had multiple conversations about whether to charge Hillary with gross negligence, and the DOJ decided that the term was constitutionally vague and had either never been done or had only been done once, like 99 years ago, and so they did not feel they could sustain the charge. And you remember Comey said that one of the reasons he was letting Hillary off was because she didn't have intent. And if you read the law that she violated, it doesn't mention intent anywhere in the law. You either broke it or you didn't. Your intentions don't matter in the slightest. Sort of in the category of ignorance of the law is no excuse. In July 2016, then-FBI Director James Comey publicly announced at a bombshell press conference. Wait a minute. Do we have a bombshell for the press conference here? Let me see if we have a bombshell somewhere. Yeah, we do, but I can't find it right offhand, so it's not important. A bombshell press conference that Clinton had been extremely careless, his words, in handling classified information, but insisted no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case against her. In other words, the fix came down from the top, from Obama to the DOJ. Whatever you do, don't find Hillary guilty of gross negligence. And so instead, Comey said she was extremely careless. And if memory serves, when the first write-up of all this came to Comey from the people that were handling the investigation, gross negligence was the phrase that was used, and Comey then changed it to extremely careless handling. Federal law states that gross negligence in handling the nation's intelligence can be punished criminally with prison time or fines, and there is no requirement that defendants acted intentionally or recklessly, or with intent, for that matter. Originally, Comey accused Hillary of being grossly negligent in handling classified information in a draft. Yeah, here we go. In a draft dated May 2nd, 2016, but that was modified to claim that Clinton had merely been extremely careless in a draft that came 8 days later on June the 10th. Comey also said that although there is evidence of potential violations of these statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Well, who is our? Is he using the royal we there? Or is he alluding to the fact that the Obama White House had already told the DOJ to tell Comey no gross negligence, because then Hillary could go to jail? So was the fix in? You tell me. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Wednesday. Yeah. Welcome back. 3:37 now, 23 before 4. Dave Schwartz with the fan of SC, Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, joining me right after the news, top of the hour at 4 coming up. In the meantime, a little rumble stripping with Justin Johnson in the background. No relation to Dustin Johnson, a great South Carolina PGA Tour player. So a little bit more here about Comey and the rest of the cover-up to make sure that Hillary was not indicted as she should have been. Comey also said at the time when he made his big TV appearance in July, Comey also said, although there is evidence of potential violations of these statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. He added, prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before bringing charges, including the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Well, as I mentioned, if you read the federal law, there is no mention of intent anywhere in it. Comey then took the unusual step of holding his press conference and announcing the FBI's purportedly independent conclusions, because then Obama Attorney General Loretta Lynch was spotted meeting secretly with former President Bill Clinton, who just happened to be married to the woman under investigation on an airport tarmac in Phoenix as the probe into Hillary, which Loretta Lynch was overseeing, was continuing. No collusion there. Comey's conclusion that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case against Hillary has become the subject of significant debate in recent weeks. It was revealed last month the FBI's top lawyer in 2016 thought Hillary and her team should have immediately realized they were mishandling highly classified information based on the obviously sensitive nature of the email's contents sent through her private server. Of course they knew it was classified. They didn't care. In fact, that's the purpose of using that private email server, to be able to hide the secretive information they didn't want released. Wouldn't be available for FOIAs. The prosecutor believes she should have been prosecuted until pretty late in the investigation, he said, according to a transcript of his closed-door testimony before congressional committees last October. So if he believed it, that she should have been indicted until pretty late in the investigation, what changed his mind? Maybe a phone call from the White House, maybe his superiors at DOJ informing him, hey, the Obama White House says no gross negligence here, okay? Message received and understood. Strzok and Page, involved in the FBI's initial counterintelligence investigation into supposed Russian meddling and potential collusion with the Trump campaign associates during the 2016 election. And guess what? They both were tapped to serve on special counsel Robert Mueller's team, along with every other prosecutor that had given money to or had voted for Hillary. Among the texts between the two was one concerning the so-called insurance policy. During her interview with the Judiciary Committee in July 2018, Page was questioned at length about that text and essentially confirmed this referred to the Russia investigation, while explaining that officials were proceeding with caution, concerned about the implications of the case, while not wanting to go at total breakneck speed, her words, and risk burning sources since they presumed Trump wouldn't be elected anyway. Further, she confirmed investigators only had a paucity of evidence at the start. Well, what do they have at the end? Comey, last December, similarly acknowledged that when the FBI initiated its counterintelligence probe into possible collusion between Trump campaign officials and the Russian government in July of 2016, investigators didn't know whether we had anything, and that, in fact, when I was fired as director in May 2017, I still didn't know whether there was anything to it. Horse hockey. He's a liar. He knew there was nothing to it at the time. They were trying to drum up whatever they could. Meantime, Judicial Watch announcing today it filed an FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, against the DOJ for all records of communication of the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein between May 8th and May 17th of 2017. Judicial Watch filed the lawsuit after the DOJ failed to respond to a September 21st, 2018 FOIA request. Judicial Watch is now seeking any and all emails, text messages, or other records of communication addressed to or received by Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein between May 8 and May 22nd of 2017. That time period that they're referring to in the suit is critical, because it was on the 8th of May, 2017, that Rosenstein wrote a memo to President Trump recommending that FBI Director James Comey be fired. And the next day, President Trump did exactly that and fired Comey. On the May 17th emails, Rosenstein appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller to investigate so-called Russian meddling. Between the 8th of May and the 17th of May, Rosenstein met with then-acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, since fired, and other senior DOJ and FBI officials and discussed invoking the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump and whether Rosenstein and others should wear a wire to secretly record conversations with the president. Judicial Watch previously filed a FOIA lawsuit seeking records of communication between McCabe and Attorney General Jeff Sessions or the office of Rosenstein with any emails or text messages discussing the 25th Amendment or presidential fitness. These critical days in May, a scant 3 months into President Trump's term, included extraordinary targeting of President Trump by Rod Rosenstein and other deep state officials at the DOJ and the FBI, said Tom Fitton, who is a hero in this whole investigation. He's the president of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch's focused FOIA lawsuit aims to uncover what exactly Mr. Rosenstein's role was in any discussions to overthrow President Trump. I'm telling you, there are words and phrases coming out of my mouth in relation to law enforcement officials, and I use that word loosely, at the DOJ and the FBI. There are expressions coming out of my mouth I never thought I would hear myself say. Like overthrow a president of the United States. Truly incredible. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back as we cruise along here on Hump Day. Doing some show prep at home and had the TV on in the background. I was watching the Clemson game. They played a great first half. They were up, 42-26? They had a double-digit lead at halftime, but then they got outscored 2-1 in the second half and ended up losing, what was it, Moneypenny, 59-58?
Yes.
So, sad to say, it is goodbye Big Dance and hello NIT.
What?
Yeah, 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line this afternoon, Bobby, I heard last night satellite tracking said that Egyptian Airlines flight nosed sharply up. They corrected. It shot straight up again. They tried to correct it again and nosedived straight down at full throttle, hitting the ground at 430 knots. Panic. What a test. Key punching a computer while dying. Overrides. Should be a simple on-off switch. This, John, the commercial airline pilot that was talking with us about this on Monday, and we replayed the conversation yesterday, said he believed that it was problems with something called the MCAS system, which is part of the computerized system. And he said American Airlines carriers, their pilots, most of them had turned this system off. Some of the pilots from some of the other airlines around the world did not get as much stick and rudder training as they do here in the States. I mentioned this guy we learned about yesterday in this business with the phonied up SAT and ACT scores. Must be a pretty smart guy. We now have learned a little bit more about him. By the way, Felicity Huffman, posted, a $250,000 bail, something like that this morning, Moneypenny said. And so she, you know, her husband is William H. Macy, who's a really good actor. He is currently starring in a series that's on cable, the name of which is Shameless. You can't make this stuff up. Florida man with a degree from where else? Harvard. And excellent test-taking skills appeared to have the perfect pedigree for his job as Director of College Entrance Exam Preparation at the private sports academy and preparatory school. But federal authorities revealed yesterday Mark Riddell wielded his mastery of standardized tests to help prospective college students cheat on the SAT and the ACT, earning more than $200,000 in a widespread college admissions bribery scheme that ran for nearly a decade. Riddell, 36, charged yesterday with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Following a lengthy investigation that led to charges against 50 people, including actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, Riddell is accused of working with William Rick Singer to help wealthy parents get their children into elite colleges between 2011 and 2018. U.S. Attorney Andrew Welling said about Riddell in a news conference, "He was just a really smart guy. He didn't have inside information about the answers. He was just smart enough to get a near-perfect score on demand or to calibrate the score." The 36-year-old Florida native attended Harvard from 2000 to 2004, the same period of time when Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was attending the prestigious university. Riddell became a professional tennis player for a short period before starting his position at IMG Academy in 2006, where he was an alum and worked until yesterday. Riddell was IMG Academy's director of college entrance exam preparation, according to his since-deleted biography page on the school's website. Along with recruiting SAT and ACT tutors, the school previously praised Riddell, helping to assist thousands of students in gaining admission to top American universities such as Stanford, Duke, that's D-O-O-K, Columbia, Dartmouth, and other elite colleges. Yeah, I guess he did. And he made a pretty good living at it as well. His knowledge of test preparation, tutoring prowess, athletic background, and experience as a former IMG Academy student make him an important mentor for IMG Academy students. During his time off, however, Riddell was filling out SAT and SAT bubble sheets for other prospective students in exchange for $10,000 for each person he helped, court documents unsealed Tuesday said. Riddell worked as a key player to the two-part scam run by Singer, who described Riddell as the best test taker who could nail a score. He's that good. It must have been, because they said, you know, you don't want to get a perfect score. You just want to have a really good score. And he was capable of doing that. Singer agreed with parents whose children were scheduled to take the SAT or ACT exam as part of the college admissions process to secretly have Riddell either take the test in place of their children or correct their children's answers after the children had completed the test, which would have implied some complicity with whoever was proctoring the exam. Singer had parents take their children to therapists to obtain documents stating the teen suffered from learning disabilities and needed extra time to take the standardized test. Riddell would then allegedly bribe test administrators and sit in with the students during the exam to either help them or correct answers so they achieved a high score, but not impressive enough to raise suspicions. So you don't even need to look at the paper next to you. You've got your mentor right there beside you. That one's C. No. Erase that. That one is bubble number five over there. In a June 2018 incident, Riddell agreed to fly to Houston and sit in with a client's son while he took the ACT. He was then expected to correct the student's answers to ensure the student would receive a high score. The student ended up getting sick and couldn't travel to Houston as planned, so Singer instead sent a copy of his client's son's handwriting to Riddell, who then took the ACT for the student in his hotel room. Wow. They had it down for a while. Hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show, and my buddy Dave Schwartz from Fan of FC is along next on the other side of the news.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.